Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344. 499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome to. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We are coming live from Chelsea's apartment. Apartment, that's an American thing. Well, I don't know why I said that. I like the word apartment. Appartement is in France. Apartment in America, and we say flats. What is that about? That's just stupid. So I'm going to stick with apartment. So we are here, we are in Stockport. Catherine, have you got any Stockport facts?
Well, Stockport, home, of course, of...
Stockport United!
Probably. And it was where the ports were stocked from. And also where they invented the stocks. And also where they boiled animal carcasses to create a delicious liquid known as stock.
Beautiful. So that's where we are. We're in Manchester tomorrow. I think there are still two tickets for the show. Here's the thing, right? Can I tell you something? Whenever I mention, there's one ticket left for tomorrow night's show. Whenever I mention that the tickets are for sale on our website, Someone goes and tries to book all the block books all the tickets so that no one can book the tickets. So that's why. So we then had to set the limit to 6 tickets per person so that they could only block book 6 tickets. And they don't buy the ticket. They just pretend that they're going to buy the ticket and hold it for as long as they can before they kind of get booted out. And then it just stops other people buying them, right? And they've been doing it every time I mention it on air. So it's a listener. And every time I tweet, they go to, it can't be a bot. Right? I think I know who it is, Alex. I think I know. A strange thing to do. What a peculiarly queer thing to do.
Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing.
It doesn't really. No, Tim Stone, I'm broadcasting from your backside, you bell. That guy's an idiot, but I don't block people on Twitter anymore, so...
He listens, though, doesn't he, a lot?
Every night.
Considering
every single night. No, we are broadcasting from my laptop computer, sans Yeti expensive microphone, because you need a USB 3 for it. These things happen. And we'll get by. You know, it's not the greatest sound quality. I don't know. I can't listen. I don't know. I was going somewhere there, and I've completely lost my train of thought. Catherine, we'll just in reverse. What were we talking about?
Tickets.
Tickets. Oh, yeah. It's like the YouTube channel. There's this guy who goes under the name of Onion because he's a bell. If you go under the name Bellend. And him and his cronies are the reasons we don't have chat on the Periscope, right? Which I think is actually the right direction to go, because they turn it into a cesspit. And it's not just, you know, saying, oh, this show is SH1T, but you know, being personal, physically abusive, you know, Ian's fat, Catherine's asleep, all these horrible things, really nasty, horrible things. And I listen, if you want to watch the show and criticise the show and, you know, first of all, I don't care what you say. I don't actually care if you want to say the show is SH1T. I don't care about that, because you're wrong and because I know the show is brilliant, man. But if you want to go on and say that and then maybe suggest a way it could be improved, or you know, it's a constructive criticism, then that's groovy, man. Then do it. But just to come on and say that, you know, Catherine is a B-I-T-C-H or I'm an S-H-1-2, what's the point of that? So anyway, this guy, so we closed the chat off Periscope, meaning if you want to chat, type chat while watching it, you've got to go to the YouTube channel. And so this guy and his mates set up fake accounts every night, like maybe 10 fake accounts that will either be, they tend not to be rude about me because they know that I know karate, but being personally rude about you. One of them was being rude about one of the other women on. It's always women they go for.
Yeah, strange that, isn't it?
It's always women that they go. It's tough guys.
It's probably the only time they actually speak to a woman.
I would imagine. I would imagine so. Well, Scott has just put on YouTube, I've seen things written in the Periscope group that make Mein Kampf look like a romance novel. It's just the weirdest. It's the weirdest, weirdest thing. And it's always attacking, as I say, women. I don't understand why you would do that. And then to set up a fake account to use on YouTube, that takes quite a bit of effort, I think. That's not a... You've got to verify that account. It has to be verified via emails and passwords and things. So the internet... I don't know. The internet is good because it's letting us do this show. You know, that's it. But I think the internet, really, I think it sucks. I think it sucks. I think it's more harm than good. Imagine being a kid growing up with all of this. I'm at a stage today, go to Tesco. Well, how can I go to Tesco? I'm doing an award-winning radio show. I would love to go to Tesco and get a USB 3, but that is simply not possible. And I can't send Catherine out.
I can go.
Well, where is it? You might get murdered.
Yeah,
mate. We're up north.
I think I'll be all right.
We're up north. This is, apart from London, which is the stabbing capital of Europe, this is the ecstasy killing spree capital of Europe.
What, Stockport?
The north.
No.
Everyone's on ecstasy. I'm on ecstasy to fit in. People are running out there with shooters. You go into any pub up north. What would you like? A pint? Do you want a shooter with that?
Shooter?
Do you want a shooter with that?
Oh.
So. So what I'm saying is, right?
Go to Tesco.
No, I'm not saying go to Tesco. Because if you go to Tesco, you'll get shot.
I think you're doing this to make me want to go more.
Well, they won't. The Tesco isn't going to have a USB 3. Is it? Of course it's not. It's not what do they call it? A mega Tesco.
It is.
Is it a mega Tesco?
Big, huge.
Oh, how far is it?
5 minutes.
Would she get shot by someone on ecstasy?
Should we go?
Okay.
We can report live from Tesco.
You've got to get a USB 3 and it's got to fit that. Take it.
I'm not taking that. They'll think I've got a shooter.
But I know that I'm not you because you're going to get the wrong one.
What? Why don't we take the wire with us?
There we go. That's it. But it's got to be USB 3.
Yes.
This is. Can I turn the fan off while we're?
Yeah.
Thank you.
USB 3.
Okay.
USB 3.
Where are the phone calls? Jeez, come on, guys, pick up the phone. I'm not even right. Okay, I'm not saying anything now until one of you slackers picks up the telephone and calls in 0344 499 1000. Right, here we go. So just let that work. Let's go to Craig. Hey, Craig.
Evening, guys. How are we?
Yeah, we're good, Craig. I've just sent Catherine on a mission.
Okay.
To Tesco's.
Yes.
Okay. You guys are aware that USB 3 is a socket on a device rather than something you plug in something.
No.
So all USB 3 is a standard USB socket.
Right, here's Paul's quiz. Paul's quiz on Twitter has said, the problem with the not recognized Yeti microphone on Mac are reported online. You need a special higher capacity USB lead, USB 3, rather than bog standard USB lead.
USB lead is a standard socket USB lead, which is USB A.
I want to die now.
Is standard. It depends on the socket on the machine. So on the laptop or the computer, if the little tongue in the middle is blue, that's USB 3 on the laptop or computer.
Right.
Or device. If it's black, it's USB 2. Now,
How come this microphone worked on this computer 7 months ago? Answer me that, Craig.
It could have actually been down to an update or something like that. So you could
Cut him off. I'm not having that negative vibe. I'm not having that negative vibe on the show. No, not having that. That was a negative vibe there. Let's hopefully we get a positive vibe from Nick. Good evening, Nick. Hello, Nick.
I'm on a private hire driver, so if I cut you off, I'm just about to pick my passenger up.
Okay.
Because I was left holding, but I just want to say how good your show is, and it gets me through the night, really.
Oh,
and I really like the way you debate with people, and you're a very intelligent man, sir.
Are you sure? Did you mean to phone in Nick Abbott on LBC?
Ian, I meant to phone up you.
Really? This is incredible.
Yes.
Hey, is it any good tonight, or is it sounding a bit ropey?
Well, no, I've got some passengers in the back now. I've just picked them up for the casino. Lads, would you just like to say hello to Ian?
Hello.
So a bit louder.
Hello.
They don't sound... are they going to the casino or coming from the casino?
No, they're coming from the casino, Ian.
They sound like they lost a lot of money.
Hang on a minute. I'll just ask them. Have you lost, lads?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I knew it!
I think they'll have to explain that to their wives.
I think so. I bet they've lost about 500 quid each.
I don't know. It's none of my business how much they lost, but I think they have lost it.
It's a mug's game, Nick. It is a mug's game.
It certainly is, Ian. I'd just like to say I've been there myself, and I mean, I've been in casinos. I've played till about 7 o'clock in the morning and left when the daylights are the sunrise and all that. And yes, you are right. It is a mug's game, mate.
Hey, listen, man, you're a good man, Nick. Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to, let's go to the adverts.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
You could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Dead of Night Discourse for Disco Queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy Farmers.
Aye, aye.
And Distant Fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
Graham Knows on Twitter. Go and look at Graham Knows. K-N-O-W-S. Go and read that guy's Twitter feed. Yeah, he's normal. He's not some kind of deviant. Sam...
Yeah.
Have you got Catherine's phone number?
I have, yeah.
Could you phone her up and let me talk to her? Because I think we've sent her on a fool's errand.
Okay, give me a second.
Thank you, man. We're coming live from a listener's house. Everyone's gone out. I could nick stuff. I won't. Let's go to Lorna. Good evening, Lorna.
Hi there, Ian. Lovely to hear you live from a listener's house tonight.
It's lovely to speak to you. They've been very, very kind and very generous to here, so it's lovely. How are you doing, Lorna?
I'm okay, thank you. Yeah, I was just wondering, Ian, if the logbook thing is still going on.
Oh.
Because I called you before. I wanted to be the English representative to write the journal.
The logbook, here you go, the logbook is still going, but we need... Now, it's Gerard has got the logbook. Gerard? You've had it too long, man. Phone us up and arrange for that log. He's had it for ages, Lorna.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's supposed to be having it next. I kind of leave all that boring... I leave all the writing stuff to Catherine because she's a spod. But Gerard has had it for ages and he phoned up maybe a couple of weeks ago and he said that he had it, but then we've not heard from him since. He needs to send that back and send it back immediately.
He does, yeah. Because I thought it would be my turn about now.
Yeah, well, it should be. But, well, I'm very, very sorry about that. We'll see what we can. How do you think you will treat the logbook, Lorna? What kind of stuff will you be doing with it?
I'll be treating it very seriously, putting down word for word.
Yep.
Action by action, what's going on?
Action by action.
A true and fair reflection of the show.
I like your style.
Should it be ever needed in a court of law, I think.
And that's exactly what it's about. That's exactly what it's about, Lorna. Well, listen, as soon as we get it back, we'll I don't know if Catherine has a third logger lined up or not, but you will certainly get it at some point. That is an Ian Lee promise.
Okay, thank you very much then, Ian.
Thank you very much, Lorna. 0344-499-1000. Sam, come on, speak to me, Sam.
Yeah.
Where's Catherine? I should call Catherine. What's going on?
I gave her a ring and just rang out. Went to answer phone.
Ring it now. And put it on the line. Let me speak to the answer phone.
I don't know what that is.
What is that? That's us. That's the past.
There we go. Right, it's ringing.
Thank you, mate.
Hello.
Is that Catherine?
Yes.
Right. Don't go to Tesco because I don't think they'll have what you need.
All right, okay.
Okay.
All right, cheers.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Unbelievable attitude. Well, are you here?
Yeah, wait. Still to come back.
I don't think they're going to have it.
What? Did you have a tech department in the Tesco?
I'm told that the tech department closes early.
Oh.
That it's a little bit more complicated. Let's just relax. Let's just enjoy the vibe. There's a great vibe here, guys.
Right.
Let's go to Rainbow George. Good evening, George.
Good evening, Ian, Kath.
Don't kill my buzz, man. Don't kill my buzz.
No, I'm just very disappointed this evening. I haven't seen anything of the lunar eclipse and not even the TV news channels are showing.
Well, hang on a minute. Is it a lunar eclipse? By the way, that cheesecake is amazing. Is it a I thought it was a red moon. That's not a lunar eclipse.
It is a lunar eclipse, and it was.
But you can still see it.
Not in London, you can't. It's been too cloudy, and then.
No, you can see the moon.
I can't see the moon.
Actually, no. I've just been outside and I can see where the moon's supposed to be. You can faintly see it. I think it's eclipsed. And I think it was eclipsed when I was saying it was red.
Right. But you would have thought that the TV news channels would have shown us pictures of it actually happening.
It's been happening for thousands of years. I think people are bored of natural phenomena.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This got such a big build-up and it's all very anti-climatic. How do you say the word? Anticlimax, anyway. And my mind is going back to this time in 1984 when I was thinking of starting up a party dating agency, and my party dating agency ended up becoming a political party. But now,
hang on. What do you mean? What do you mean a party dating agency?
A dating agency where you could meet people at parties, I'm amazed that nobody has in 34 years. Nobody has done that. So maybe this is an opportunity for you to make a fortune and start up a party dating agency.
That sounds like an awful idea. No, you go to parties and you date.
No, you meet people. You meet and mingle, and you have food and wine, create a situation where people meet at parties. Why do you think that sounds bad?
So is everyone like an orgy, like a sex party?
No, just parties where people can meet other people dating on a one-to-one basis, you can meet lots of people at a single party. I think if someone started that up, they would make.
Do you mean do you mean a party?
Yeah, he means a party.
Sorry?
That's what a party is.
What a party is?
That is what a party. You've just described a party.
Yes.
But that's you've not invented parties.
No, but parties would ostensibly be like party dating agencies I just think anybody that started that out would make a fortune. I really do.
Okay. Well, did you ever actually throw a sex part one of these sex parties that you're talking about?
Where do you get these sex parties from? I haven't been talking about sex parties. I'm just talking about creating a situation where people can meet other people in a party atmosphere.
Okay. Catherine's right. You're just describing a party.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it was an actually a party dating agency, you would have any amount of people joining that party dating agency, and I'm sure someone is going to do it. I thought maybe you would be tuned into throwing parties all over the place.
I hate parties. I can't think of anything. Oh God, I honestly, George. Parties are my least favourite thing ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I can't stand them. You got to go somewhere and talk to people. And I'm constantly thinking, right, what's the shortest amount of time I can stay here before I leave and not look rude?
I think London is going to become the party city of the world. I think everybody is going to come to London to party here.
Here's some good news, by the way, people worried about Brexit and the impact it's going to have on the UK standing in the world. London is the cocaine capital of Europe. That's something to be proud of, isn't it, George?
Not particularly, no.
Okay.
it's... I just think it is going to be Brexit to a London wonder city state, and the future is a world with no countries. And,
here we go, a bank of a gazillion blunders. What wonders?
A zillion wonders, yes.
Just a zillion.
And but I really am made to suppose that London will lead the way to that. London will lead the way to the Wise Islands, Wales, Ireland, Scotland,
okay.
England.
Okay. I feel like we're treading over old ground.
Yeah, but it's still nice to imagine it.
I'm going to imagine sex parties. I can't stop imagining it now. I don't think I could have sex in a party atmosphere.
What if they gave you a hat?
I tell you what, you don't get anymore. And I saw this. There's a lovely picture. There's a really nice article in the paper, one of the papers this week, from Janice Long. Janice Long was Keith Chegwin's sister, mm-hmm. isn't she? And she was writing about Keith Chegwin. And it was a really nice piece, right? And they had a picture of both of them from like the swap shop days. And you used to get so many of these in the 70s and the 80s, and they kind of dropped off in the 90s, the plastic bowler hat.
Yeah.
The plastic bowler hat that you'd have at parties, and they were patterned and all different. You don't get plastic bowler hats anymore, George.
No, well...
Glittery ones. Hang on a minute, glittery ones.
Well, I never possessed such a
thing. You get glittery ones at centre parks, we're being told.
I don't even know where Centre Parks is.
It's in the woods.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now he's interested.
Yeah, we go. No. And they have parties, sex parties there.
Yeah, you keep going on about sex parties. Sorry?
I'd like to have sex with Freud.
Would you?
Ziggy. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you like to have sex with Freud, Sigmund Freud?
No, I did have links to Matthew Ford, but there was no sex involved. But,
sex, please, we're British.
So,
it's too hot for a serious conversation, George.
Okay, no, we don't have to be serious, but...
We don't have to take our clothes off.
I really love what I'm being made to imagine the future holds, and I am convinced that London is going to become.
Here we go. Now we're going to mention Wise again.
No, but a wonder city state leading to a world of wonders. And,
okay,
and,
back to a gazillion wonders.
Yeah, well, it's just creating a philanthropic, loving God to look after all.
Oh, we had this the other day. Well, you want a robot God that will love everyone. Well, that won't work.
Yes, it will.
We've had this... here's the thing. It feels like we've had this conversation like a gazillion times.
Yeah. Why can't you imagine that?
I've imagined it, and it was boring. It was a boring imaginarium.
I'm sorry to bore you.
I didn't say you were boring. My imagining of it was it bored me.
What, imagining creating a philanthropic, loving God that looks after everybody and guarantees...
Well, I imagined it and it was boring.
Boring to...
To me?
To imagine a future where nobody on this earth can be poor and everybody can be
rich. Yeah, I imagined it and it was boring.
Really?
Yes! It was boring to imagine it.
I don't know how to answer that. I think it's very exciting to imagine it.
Well, that's but we're all different. We're all different, and that's what makes the world such a beautiful and such a horrific place. Was that the cats?
Yes.
Wow. We're all different, and you get pleasure out of imagining that, and I don't, and I get pleasure out of buying a box of Beach Boys bootleg CDs, and you don't, and that's, you know, that's life, baby.
Everything's relative, and we're all related.
I've been told, James says, tell Rainbow George parties, sex parties and party dating already exist. Celebs go dating's mixer, for example. George keeps coming up with things that already exist. Money, lottery the other day, now this. Is he okay?
Do they already exist? I've never seen a party dating agency advertised. I'm not aware of that existing. But anyway, I just think it's the best way of meeting.
Well, I've just
people
got. If you go to party, here we go. I've just typed it in. If you go to partydating.net, there's a website. All about dating.
I mean, it does look a bit pony, but still.
Okay, all right, there's one here. Shh, dating. Shh, dating.com. Shh, dating. London's favourite alternative dating event. Shh, find the connection before you find the right words. At shh, we find you can make more of a connection with others without words to begin with. Oh, mate.
This is brilliant.
That's why we've created... This is brilliant. Get these guys on the show next week. That's why we've created a unique dating format with flirting games, eye-gazing and no talking. At our events, you can expect a warm-up. A warm-up what? Oh, a warm-up to make you feel comfortable, relaxed and happy, followed by silent flirting games and eye-gazing. Our excellent hosts will make you feel at home. Mate, there's silent... dating
doesn't sound much fun to me, but anyway, I'm past all that. But I'm thinking of young people today and the way in which they meet, and I just think it should be made much easier for people.
Hang on a minute, stay there. We might have someone who knows about sex parties. CJ.
Bye.
Hello, CJ.
Hello.
Yeah, first of all, CJ, because I'm so annoyed that the I didn't bring the right lead for my microphone and that we're doing this in a...
I've got the
Does
lead
it sound
here.
All right? Well, have you?
Yeah, the it's the little square end one and the USB.
But it's apparently... But it's got to be like a really good lead, because we found a lead, but...
It used to run me audio, me sound... you know those speakers you get that have got the water dancing in it?
I do, yeah. They're very, very classy, and they've got great audio.
Yep, it used to run some of them, and I have got that exact wire right in front of me. I just went through my drawers, and I thought, I know I've got that somewhere.
But we found a lead that was the right lead, but my computer wouldn't recognise the Yeti.
I don't even know what a Yeti is. I thought it was a thing.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Have you, George wants to know about sex parties, CJ. Tell him your experience.
Well, out in Stockport, having a nice morning at karaoke. I did say morning. It was a karaoke morning. We all drank a load of beer. Then we came back to mine. We drank some bourbon. And then we all got naked. And it was great.
Is that the kind of thing you're talking about, George?
No. In the past, I was once was referred to as Orgy Georgie, but it wasn't accurate.
Well, you're missing out, pal.
I did used to have just Sunday afternoon parties at my home in Hampstead, and they were parties at which a few people met and got married and are still married and those are the sort of parties I suppose I might have been thinking of, but I'm thinking beyond that, and sort of venues all over the country when parties would be happening every night. And
well, there is things like that. They're called fetish clubs. You know, you can pop down to them and have a bit of a party and
little spanky, spanky.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's really not what I'm. Imagining on a dating level and just
well, people meet their partners in there, you know, it can happen.
Oh yeah, no, fair enough, but that is not what I'm imagining, and I'm sure what I'm
imagining. That's the only way that if you want to make a difference in the world with your ambitions, you got to go with a big old sex pies. You know, that's how you get people involved with these causes. If you do one of your events, Mr. George, and you say, come down to my launching of a party, there will be bumming, and, you know, it will be packed out, mate. Honestly, give it a go.
Not for me.
Does that help, George? You're gonna.
Not for me. No. Okay. No. It's just. As I say, I thought you might pick up on and make a fortune out of, but you don't seem to be able to tune into my.
You can't make money out of that. It's love, man. It's love.
What's love?
Love. It's all about love, man. You can't make money out of those sort of parties.
Can't make money out of love, man.
Dating.
All right, Orgy Georgie, thanks for your call. Bye.
I enjoyed that.
I know you did, CJ.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.